Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And we'll take a second because Lunchbox wants to let everybody know that he thinks deodorant is overrated. And he's done a study himself to prove this. He said it for years, but he's been conducting a science experiment on us. And he thinks that deodorant is overrated. Go ahead.
I went on a 5-day no deodorant streak, and not one person noticed. Not one person said, oh, you smell or you stink. Everybody was like, oh, you smell fine. No one said anything.
Nobody said to you, you smell fine.
Not one person said, I stink. And so when you when you think someone stinks, you tell them, hey, man, you kind of smell. But
do?
Not one thing. 5 days with no deodorant and not a peep out of you fools. So that tells me that deodorant doesn't need to be worn. You guys just think, oh, you know, deodorant is such a great thing. But you don't really know when people aren't wearing deodorant.
What does your wife think about your grooming habits? Which aren't, that'd be nice. It's kind of gross.
Correct.
Yeah. How does she feel about the whole situation?
She didn't say I was smelly. She didn't know. I did the test on her too because she always like, oh, everybody needs to wear deodorant. We need to spend money buying deodorant. Really? Seems like deodorant's just making money and you don't even need it.
But what does she think like about, like, you sweat so much at night, you don't shower after soccer, you'll just finish playing soccer and go right to bed?
Yeah, I do that.
That's that's so great. You'll take your clothes, you'll throw them on the porch after you play soccer and then just put them back on.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of things happening. Like, how you don't have MRSA? I don't know. Like, that, I don't know how you've avoided.
MRSA.
Yeah.
Dude, I had MRSA. I wasn't dirty.
I know, but he puts himself in situations.
You're right.
Like, that's why in football locker rooms, they have to clean things.
Yep, gym mats, all that stuff.
MRSA. MRSA.
Oh, okay, I built up my immune system, I think is why I don't have it. Because you guys are all worried about hand sanitizer, too. I don't use that, and guess what? Guess who never gets sick? This cat.
Do you wash your hands after you use the bathroom?
No.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever wash your hands?
Oh, when I take a shower, like, you know what?
It's not washing your hands.
Yeah, it is. You're in the shower. You rub your hair with the shampoo or whatever. But let me tell you.
Let him tell him.
Okay.
One thing I have never done, and I don't understand, is I've never washed my back. Like, I don't know how you would do that. Like, you just turn the water. I mean,
because your elbows don't bend that way.
No. But you don't rub soap on your back.
Yeah.
But what about your wife? Does she ever rub it on your back?
Like, no.
Gross. Amy, don't ask that question.
No.
Gross.
And then another thing, I've never washed my feet. Do you guys wash your feet in the shower?
Yes,
all I do.
All the things.
I just assume, like, the shampoo or soap just runs down and washes your feet off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it falls in line with the rest of your life.
It's not shocking to me.
No. It's not shocking to me at all.
Yeah.
So no deodorant.
For 5 days.
You don't wash your hands.
No.
What about when an artist comes in and you shake their hand?
Oh, I don't care. Okay. I'll go to the bathroom, come right in, and shake their hand. No big deal.
You're so disgusting. I have to stop this conversation.
So gross.
Yes, but let's stop.
Do I smell? Nope.
Well, I don't know. We don't know.
Exactly.
And you also wear the same, like, three.
Exactly.
Whoa. Good point.
You also wear the three same hoodies over the top of each other every day. So you're like three deep, dude.
Three layers. We can't smell.
We don't know.
Over that.
You're like rotating. He's got a UFC one, a baseball one,
Kansas,
and then
Jayhawks.
A Kansas one. And then it's like, switch out. And I think he wears them all at the same time. He just moves their position.
That's why we can't smell you.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox, for your time. Thank you for presenting
us. Hey, but if you want to save money, deodorant free.
There you go. All right. Hey, I was at the airport and I was walking through, and sometimes I'm there early. Okay, all the time I'm there early.
Yeah.
But I was going through one of the stores. It was a pen store.
Oh.
They had a pen that you write with for $1,100.
I saw your post. It was Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc. Whatever.
Some of my friends from when we graduated college, they were given Mont Blanc pens. And yeah, I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
No, I'll just take groceries and shoes.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you.
I pull my phone out, so I take a picture of it, and the woman's judging me behind the counter. And I was like, I cannot believe there even is a pen that exists that costs $1,100. And then I walk over to the case, and it was $2,800 for a pen.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Me either. But do people feel this way about, like, if you buy a nice pair of shoes? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, kids, they come from Haiti.
Right.
There were no brands really over there.
No, and everything was a hand-me-down. So, yeah, I mean,
I guess it's all
they're
relative.
They're kids, so they don't get it. But so there is something. Maybe we're just not into pens, because apparently there is something to be said. Like, when you've got to pull out a pen to sign something, maybe we don't sign enough things. Like, if you pull it out, at the top of a Mont Blanc pen, it's got the symbol. Like, you know it is. Sort of like when you're looking at your watch. Like, some people are really into Rolex. Like, but a watch is a watch.
If I buy a pen for over about $50, even that, well, I can't imagine. Yeah. It better write my whole comedy act. Okay, Penn, go to work, buddy. I'm going to take a nap. Mm-hmm. But I could not believe there was a $2,800 pin.
Yeah.
And crazy. Again, I think the woman thought I was either thinking about stealing it or was just really low class because I was fascinated with taking pictures of it. It's like I was at the zoo, like seeing a zebra. And I was taking pictures of these pins in the airport. So I'd never seen one of those before. I don't even know if I got one. I'd probably take it back, get a refund, not tell you guys.
Didn't our friend buy you a really nice pin when you got your first book? I don't think it was Mont Blanc, but...
I believe I got a pin, yeah.
But I think it was nice.
Yeah. And
But it was a gift.
I'll take a pack of Bix. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
So Amy's getting a secret surgery.
Yeah, something I've been wanting to do for years.
So, but I didn't know this was even a thing. I've never noticed this about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Amy's earlobes are broken.
They're totally ripped from since I was in the seventh grade, and my hair got caught in, or no, a girl's hair got caught in my earring in the lunch line, and she kept walking, and it ripped and tugged on it.
Man.
And the hole is so big that I can't even wear little studs because the entire thing with the back will fall all the way through.
So it's all the way through?
Well, I mean, it's there's a little bit hanging on, but I can make a really big hole.
Woo.
Like almost like I had a gauge or something.
So what's the deal? You go to the doctor and they...
They're going to rip my ear open and then sew it all back together completely. And then I won't have a hole at all. And I'll have to go get my ears re-pierced at like 37 years old. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder if they'll give you a treat if you do good.
I hope so. I'm like so pumped about this.
Is that something that bothers you? Are you self-conscious about it?
Yeah, and I can't wear certain earrings. And sometimes people, so I really don't wear earrings that often. And I cover my ears a lot. But when people do see my earlobes, sometimes they make comments. They're like, what happened to your earlobe?
Yeah, sometimes when you walk by, I'll see guys go, check the lobe out on her.
No, it's not really like random people, but sometimes I do get questions about it and I'm a little self-conscious, so I'm super pumped. It's something I always wanted to do when I was younger, but my mom was like, you're fine. But I'm getting it done.
You'll like that.
Yep.
If it means something. Like, when I got my front teeth fixed, it was huge to me.
Yeah.
And no one ever really was like, hey, teeth are gross. But I never went to the dentist, and so when I got a fix, I was like, man, this is... And I see old pictures, because radio... They only did it in the last few years. Radio station will have old pictures, and my front two teeth are really crooked. And I'm like, man, I'm glad. I was very self-conscious about it. Very. I don't even smile.
Yeah, but you didn't really talk about it, no? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have these two bones that come on my shoulders.
That's awesome.
No.
You got rid of those
girls like
too?
That. I don't have
no,
that. I wish I had those.
I wish I could file those down.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Guys don't like that because as a girl, I've always wanted those bones and I don't have them.
No, because we as guys don't like to look like girls. That's why. I've always been super skinny. And so yeah, my body's not developed much like a man, you know?
Yeah.
You know how men are big and have muscles and stuff? Yeah, I have that.
That's interesting. I've always noticed you have prominent bones right there. And
oh, great. I'm back to being self-conscious again.
I would take that.
You know, hopefully.
Can you get them filed down?
Let me Google that. Bobby Bone, come on. Our video producer, Producer Eddie, who sits right to my right, got a couple kids.
Our video guy and dad of two, right, from McAllen, Texas, Producer Eddie.
There he is.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Tell us about Ice Ninja, the fish.
Oh, man. We almost lost Ice Ninja the other day.
It's right here.
Yeah, his bowl was getting really dirty, so I was like, I'll take care of it. I'll clean it out. And so I was trying to get him out of his little bowl, and he slipped out of my hand. He, like, did the little fish flip and then went down the sink.
Oh, wow.
And not just any sink, the garbage disposal sink. And so I looked around. Nobody saw it. So I stick my hand in there and try to see, like, I can get him. My hand can't go down there.
How long has Ice Ninja, the fish, been in your life?
About a year.
Wow, a fish lasts that long.
Oh, yeah, it's a beta fish. They can last forever. And it's Junior's fish. He's 4 years old, and he loves that fish. And so I made sure that he didn't know that he was down the sink. So I got my other son, the 10-year-old. I was like, hey, man, you got a little hand. Help me out. See if Ice Ninja's down there and see if you can get him. Junior saved the day. He grabbed Ice Ninja, and we just threw him back in the bowl. He's okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, I was preparing. Like, I got to break it to him and be like, I lost Ice Ninja. We lost him. The family fish is gone.
Wait, so Ice Ninja's named that for why?
I don't know. Junior, he just looked at him one day and said, I want that fish, and I'm going to call him Ice Ninja. And we're like, we rolled with it.
So could you go get another lookalike Ice Ninja and
sure.
put it in the bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. But
is that wrong?
I feel like part of parenting is to let him know, you know, life and death.
Already at four?
At four, just like, you know, I was ready for all that. But thank goodness my 10-year-old son came and saved the day.
So we have not lost the family fish.
Oh, so worry about Ice Ninja.
I saw it in your face. Yeah. I saw it in your face.
It's a fun name, though.
Ice Ninja, yeah. I have also have a gecko named Jumanji, a dog named Coachella. We have very unique names for our pets.
The kids name all of them?
Now, Coachella already had her name. We got her from the pound, and I guess her past owner was a festival goer.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the.
Well, I'm glad to
pets.
Hear the Ice Ninja made it through.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Me too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. Come
on. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Jamie, has always been a big football fan. He loves to watch the University of Nebraska play. Huge Husker fan. But he has to sit inches away from the TV to see anything because he's legally blind. He's so blind, he has to get his face right up on it. So he can't see the ball. He just sees the colors of the teams moving and kind of knows the direction things are happening. And he has to listen to the play-by-play by the announcers. But this season, they finally developed a pair of glasses that they put on. And they look like those virtual reality glasses. But he can see. And after seeing his wife and two daughters, he just wanted to watch a football game.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Like, he saw his wife, like, really? And he saw his daughters. He's like, I want to watch the University of Nebraska. He said, it was everything I thought Husker Nation was. I love this story so much because I love, listen, I love college football. I'm a huge University of Arkansas fan. And I'm also really blind. I have one eye that doesn't work except to see light. And I've tried the stuff like this. It never works for me. But that's really a great story, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Oddly gave me chills.
So cool.
Right?
Yes.
That's cool. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Everett, Washington. A 43-year-old man saw someone breaking into his neighbor's garage. He's like, oh, I'm going to go out and bust him. So he pulls out his taser and goes to confront the man and accidentally tases himself.
Oh.
So the guy
That's
got
a surprising shock, huh?
Hey, shock. I get it.
So they're still looking for the guy that was breaking into the garage, but the guy is okay, but tased himself.
No, I mean, you're surprised because you're trying to tase all of a sudden. You're like, oh, no. You don't expect that.
I thought you were making a joke.
I kind of was, but I really wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought he was making a pun. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's
That's
called?
It
would be shocking if I did.
Hey!
Bobby Bones.
I think Lunchbox kind of has an argument here because a lot of emails go out around the office and they're like, hey, we're having an office party at 4 p.m. for everybody in the office. And I see them, and I'm like, well, that's unfortunate for us.
I just feel left out because they have ice cream party. They have all these fun events at 4 p.m. Why don't they every once in a while throw us a bone and do one at 10 a.m.? Hey, we're having a pancake party in the upstairs kitchen. Everybody come. Because we want to feel like we're part of the office. And when it goes out and says 4 o'clock, they know that we're not going to be here. And they do it all the time. They have multiple parties a week. And
they
I feel
like happy hour, like beer cart Friday.
Well, yes.
The worst is when they give half days and they're like, everybody can work till noon, then go home. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We go home at noon.
Or at 7 a.m. they're like, ooh, the roads are terrible. Stay home. Stay home. Do not come in. Well,
yeah.
We're already at work.
And so I just feel like, man, it would be so awesome if we got included in some of those and they threw them in the morning so we could take part because I want to feel like part of the team because I like everybody that works here.
Do you? Here's the thing, though. You have to stop responding to these emails sent to the whole building as the spokesperson of the show, because you're not.
Oh, I did that, though, one time,
you
though.
Did. No, no, you're like,
no, more than once.
Yeah, he's
it's
always
happening.
Like, we as a show would like for everyone to know. No. You aren't.
And he's like, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate, like, he's, like, oddly nice in the email, even though he's a nice guy, but it's, like, over the top.
Because I'm speaking for the show. And so, as a representative of the show, you have to be extra nice. And I would love to be part of the ice cream party or pancake party or French toast party, whatever party they want to have.
French toast party?
Well, no, I'm saying they can have that in the morning.
That's what gets us. We're like, okay.
I think it's a fair argument that one out of five they have that we can go to.
Yeah.
We go to none of them. And that they have like the office Christmas party, and they'll do it at 4 p.m. because they're like, we'll let people out of work early. And okay.
Yeah.
We ain't going to work early. We got to wait. We got to come back up here.
Mm-hmm.
Fair argument. Please stop replying all as the spokesperson for this show. The spokesperson for the show is Morgan, our producer.
Yeah, but she's not on it. She doesn't feel left out, I guess. She doesn't want to be part of the party. I wanted to, so all I right. wanted to speak up for the show.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
I want to bring in our audio producer from the Glass Room, Raymundo.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the Glass Room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
Good morning, Raymundo.
Morning.
So here's a funny thing that I think the rest of the show should know. Raymundo is a kind of odd guy. Hilarious, works really hard, but a little odd at times, wild card even. And so we are all in our hometowns on the radio show. You know, I grew up in Central Arkansas, so Kiss of 96 has the show, and Austin, Texas has the show. Those are my homes. And Amy, Austin, all of us. Morgan, number two, Wichita. We're all in our hometowns.
That's crazy.
Except for Raymundo. Your hometown is what?
It's Gwinn, Michigan, Marquette, Michigan. I'm sure that signal would be throughout there. So I've been actually emailing the program director, and I'll even like act like I'm just a fan and saying, hey, this morning show that's on the stage right now sucks. But you guys for sure got to get the Bobby Bone Show. So I progressively started doing that. Now I just contact the operations manager guy, and I'm like, hey, if you don't change the Bobby Bone Show now, something's going to happen. Your ratings are going to tank. And I tell him, I'm like, hey, I'm a producer for the show.
So now you've admitted it's you.
I've admitted it was me, and so now I'm like, hey, I can get you the show for cheap. It's way better than this crap that's on the radio right now. And I tell him, I'm like, it's a hit in all these other cities. You guys got to be, like, progressive with the times. I'm like, people love morning radio, and this show right now is killing our community. And so then I'll email him at least every week, and he's been like, okay, haha, you gotta like talk to, you know, you gotta go up through corporate and stuff like that. He's like, but throughout 2018 they're booked, but possibly in 2019.
So Ray's trying to hustle us a new market, which is admirable.
It really is, actually.
He hustles. What were we gonna say? It's not a local show, by the way. Don't say who it is. We wouldn't be replacing a local show.
Okay.
They have another syndicated show.
He was like, it's
on.
Killing our community. I'm like, oh, but I hate that.
What's more local in their community than Raymundo?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I said. I said, we talk about my hometown as much as possible. Granted, I can't every day talk about it, but we will always have it on top of mind.
I'll tell you what. If every day you want to send them a segment about your hometown, you can do it and send it. You can.
Yeah!
The Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you're from?
Yeah. But that'd be crazy, yeah. My mom and dad turn on the radio and hear the show. Because they don't even listen to the show. It would blow them away.
So your mom and dad don't really have an appreciation for you being on the radio?
No. I don't think they think I'm on the radio. They just think I'm a producer.
Have they ever heard the show?
I don't think so. They heard the sports show that we used to have back in the day. But that's the only thing they heard.
Because it was on Fox Sports?
Because it was on Fox Sports and my dad had it in his truck.
Did he think that was cool?
He thought it was awesome because he loves sports, but he's not a morning talk show type guy. But when everybody at work's talking about it, all the secretaries are talking about it, he's going to be like, what is this show and who's Raymundo? It's me, Dad! We're on in the hometown!
So that's the goal now. So what's the market officially? Do you know the market station?
Yeah. It's WJPD.
WJPD. Do you know,
92.3.
Is it like the Wolf or the Bull or Kicking or
Big Country?
It's Big Country. Is that what it is? Yeah. All right. Well, you have my word, Big Country, that put us on. Even in 2019, you'll get many local segments from our buddy Ray here.
Yeah.
Representing his hometown. Eddie, you have something you want to say?
I think that's amazing. I mean, the fact that he's out there trying to hustle and get our show on his radio station—that's awesome, man.
It can be. Heard as far east as Newberry, as far north as Thunder Bay, and as far west as Birdland.
You're telling me that this show would go into Thunder Bay?
Yeah.
And Birdland?
Is that true, Raymundo?
I didn't know it carried that far, but yeah.
Wow. Well, good luck. I hope we can get on your
home. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, set up a call. I'll call him.
All right.
I'll call him.
So does he get a cut? Like,
no.
If we find Mark...
His cuts, his family gets to hear him. We don't get cuts for no affiliate.
Ray and everybody at the lumberyard would like be listening.
Wow.
They turn on Big Country. They really would listen to the show, whether they like it or not.
Well, what if they don't?
They like country music. I know. I remember that when I worked there. They always play. That's all. It was easy listening. So. Yeah.
All right. There he is. Raymundo. We try to get him on his home station. I like that, though, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Elizabeth Chandler was eating at a Burger King in Virginia when she saw one of the Burger King employees going above and beyond her call of duty. She was helping an old man out to her car. And so she took a picture of the girl helping the guy, and she was like, man, that is so nice. And she asked the girl, why do you do it? And she goes, oh, that's Mr. John. He comes in here once a week. He has a really bad back, so he has a hard time getting in and out of his car. So I always walk him just to make sure, you know what? He gets in his car safely.
That's good. That's a good story. And nothing really to gain except helping somebody. You know what I mean? That's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice, put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching your eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose sleep buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call your eighth broken bone?
What do you call your eighth broken bone?
Numero ocho.
Spanish.
Okay, there it is. Come on. Numero ocho. Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
If you could have one voice of any singer, you got to pick the voice inside of your body, right? Any singer, whose voice would you have? Think about that one for a second. Lunchbox.
Chris Stapleton.
Solid choice.
Powerful, distinct, and awesome.
All three of those, yes.
Yes.
The thing about Stapleton's voice is, I just feel like it's vocal cords slamming each other, and I don't know if it has the longevity.
Yeah.
Because I do. I think Chris Stapleton's voice is my favorite voice right now to listen to in music. I'm surprised his old bands aren't getting downloaded more, too. Because people download the old Stapleton stuff. Okay, so you pick Chris Stapleton. That eliminates Stapleton, because I may have picked that, but Lunchbox took him off the board.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Amy.
I mean, Adele.
Adele. Ooh, why do you laugh so hard? Hey, Lunchbox doesn't sing like Stapleton. No, you're closer to Adele than Lunchbox is Stapleton.
Stop. I am?
Stop.
Yes.
Okay, I just feel like I went with like a major powerhouse, but like pound for pound.
That's the point. Set fire to the ring.
Yeah.
You pick Adele.
She has voice problems too.
She does. Oh, Powerful people get the nose.
I let it fall.
Good.
My heart.
Which one?
Does it fail?
Who's here?
I thought that was Amy singing.
Get
That's basically what I sound like.
Amy, so pretty much you already have her voice.
So Amy's taking Adele off the board.
Mm-hmm. Who you got?
Eddie, first round.
Alive or dead?
They have to be alive.
Alive? Okay, let's give me Bruno Mars.
Ooh.
I got that condo in Manhattan. Girl, you know what's happening. You know what
that's
I'm saying? Like, yeah, my name's Bruno. What up? Like, that's what I want. That rasp. I love people with raspy voices.
Yeah, Bruno. I mean, that's a good one, too, man.
Hey. Strawberry.
Hey.
Got that condo in Manhattan.
Hey.
Girl, you know what's happening.
Hey.
Julio, get that skimpy.
No, not yet.
No.
I got a condo in Manhattan.
Woo.
Baby girl, what's happening?
Hey.
Your ass invited, so gone and get
man.
To
man.
You have, bounce.
Raymond, our audio producer, you get to pick any voice. Who do you take musically?
I gotta probably go with a rapper.
Who?
I would say probably Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, but do you get his rap skills too, I guess? Is that what you want?
Avi.
So you, okay, well, that's,
well
that's, hey.
That changes the game.
It doesn't. That's the thing about life. You can bend
voice.
Life. If they don't give you rules, you can bend the rules however you want them. Raymond takes Kendrick Lamar. Okay. I'm going, if I can have any voice, what artist would you take?
I know what you want.
You don't.
What?
It's not.
That's his guitar skills. He would want his
Overall artist, probably John Mayer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But John Mayer's not the best singer.
Right.
Oh, man.
So you're going vocally with...
I'm going vocally with Chris Martin
really?
From Coldplay.
Really?
I think it's kind of weak.
Super distinct. Sustainable. Distinct.
Now I'm just picturing you in like a little crop top on stage.
Yeah,
with
they should.
Try your best, but you don't succeed.
Bones, you.
That's your voice already.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sort of like
I mean, no.
Kermit the Frogish.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, everybody.
I'll fix you.
But even their big songs,
so good.
Why are you guys hating on mine?
I didn't expect you to go there at all.
I went for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. I went for distinctness, sustainability,
crop top.
It's just a pure voice.
Sounds like you already.
It is. Go ahead.
Can we take a second to think about if we were all just us doing the show, but we actually had those voices?
Yeah, we'd probably all go with our own careers.
It would just be amazing. Awesome. Certain segments just would roll.
No, we would sing every segment, and everybody would get annoyed.
Me and Mary talking about my junior, man. You know,
I want to say that I have a segment coming up. It is telling me something.
It's me.
That's your important story of the day. Yeah, I mean,
Morgan number two, we're not gonna leave you out of this. Pick any voice.
Oh man,
she's 24 years old.
So someone rest.
So she might pick like Hannah Montana. I don't know. Go ahead.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Taylor Swift,
vocally.
Again, great songwriter, great artist. Yeah. But like the Coldplay part,
Coldplay.
Yeah,
I can't hate on it.
No, I love Taylor. I'm obsessed, but
iHeartRadio Deep Track featuring Taylor Swift.
No,
Dear John.
You know what Taylor song I identify with, oddly?
I know, it's weird. 15.
But, yeah.
Bobby's obsessed. 15.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Why is everybody hating on me on this?
No, just speaking our minds.
No, it is weird. You're like, and somebody loves you.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day
at school.
Say hi to your friends. Seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way.
Life.
That's what I do. No, in the hallway, dude.
It's your freshman year.
Life.
And you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this
adulthood. That's how I see that. No.
Senior boys.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, what if deep inside you are like that's forever 15?
It's like a metaphor for life. It doesn't have to be 15. It can be adulthood. It can be college. It can be old age.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but she says when you're 15.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm taking it too literal.
You know what? You guys have been hating on me this whole segment, and I have the ability to end it, so goodbye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A small request. I occasionally like to make requests that have nothing to do with anything charitable at all. If you're getting a mug shot, and you're in a Pimp and Joy shirt, just go shirtless.
Yeah, take it off.
We saw one yesterday. We've seen some people do some pretty ridiculous stuff in Pimp and Joy shirts, and we don't shed the light on it.
Right.
But a guy got a mug shot in Pimp and Joy. I'd like to explain briefly what Pimp and Joy is.
Yeah.
So
it was a red one, too, so really stood out. Pimp and Joy
did.
Shirt.
So Pimp and Joy is, I'll start with the overall message. It's to find the joy within yourself so you can provide the joy for others. And there really is no exact bowling alley to throw the ball down. It's just that. Now, how it started with the words Pimp and Joy is when Amy's mom was battling cancer, they tried to find her a Twitter handle. And they tried Judy B. Choosing Joy. Joy like Judy. If you could think of it and it was words that we'd probably use, we couldn't get it because somebody had it already.
Yeah, and my mom's motto during cancer was choose joy, so that's why we were looking for a Twitter handle that related to that.
And listeners wanted to keep up with Amy's mom as she battled cancer. Sadly, Amy's mom didn't make it, but they had the name Pimpin' Joy. It was just funny. It wasn't even a thing.
Well, her Twitter handle was Judy B. Pimpin' Joy.
And Amy's like, this is it. I said, I think that's funny. I said, but I think there's something to Pimpin' Joy, and I knew people were going to get mad at it. But I thought it might cut through more than people would get mad. It was a risk.
Yeah, we almost thought about not doing it because of the risk.
We had the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because listeners were upset. But after Pimp My Car, Pimp My Bride, Pimp My Ride, Pimp My Carpet, all these shows are coming out.
So we were like, okay, whatever. Pimp Joy.
So that's where Pimp and Joy comes from. And we've never made a dollar off Pimp and Joy. Never meant to. We also don't like it in mugshot pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of defeats the purpose of it. But that's what it's about. And we've used it And I'll say this, that was so much for St. Jude. And this is, I see people wearing pimpin' dresses all the time. And every time I do, I just want to go up to them and like be, they're my friend. I feel like they're my friend already when I,
I do. When I saw someone wearing a hat once, I was so excited to see them, I ran into a tree.
That's true. And you hurt yourself.
I hurt myself because my neck was looking back at them yelling like, I love your hat. And they were crossing the street. And then boom, I ran into a tree. And then I got to meet them because they came to see if I was okay.
Pimpin' joy.
Nice. Pimpin' joy.
And so we do a lot with St. Jude. We do a lot with animals. We do a lot with just things that we
military.
Feel like. So an example of the military, and just update for our listeners, Captain Nathan Nelson. Mm-hmm. We said, hey, we'd like to build him a house because he was serving and a mortar hit and he was injured. He's paralyzed from, I think, the chest down. Mm-hmm. And he has a young kid and he couldn't move around with his kid in his house in his wheelchair. So they needed a house that was functionable for him to be able to move in. And this is a hero. He was over serving our country. So you know what we did? Not me, not this room. We, the entire B team, the people that listen to this show, built him a house. It's almost done. The house, they send pictures all the time. And then you just can't build a house in a heartbeat. But I think we posted a picture about a month ago, and it is there. It's almost there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it's because of Pimpin' Joy, and it's because of you guys. So that's all. That's not even a high horse. I just like to explain it sometimes because people will go, hey, what's that thing you're talking about pimping all the time? Oh, you mean joy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what we're talking about. So, yeah, an update.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say through Building Homes for Heroes, we were able to do that, which is a great organization for
I mean, we didn't go
Nelson.
Build it. It's broken. Yeah. Bobby Bones. Okay. You want to bet some money on this or no?
Money, yeah.
Is this that game?
Yeah, that's that game.
Okay, here's Lunchbox talking to drunk people.
What'd you have to drink tonight?
I drank at... I had a few drinks here, but no doubt it was honestly fine. I had a few drinks.
Well, what do you do for a living?
To be fair, I work for consulting management. Yeah, I've worked for them for 4 years. I worked for a bank, and they pay me.
What president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Okay, so he's pretty drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The Gettysburg Address. Do you think he'll get it? Your call. The answer is obviously
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Right. Do you think he'll get it for $10?
Man, it doesn't sound to me like he'd get it.
Okay.
Nope.
You say no. If he says Abraham Lincoln, I am up $10. Come on, buddy.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
boom.
What?
I'm up $10.
He tricked me.
Let's do it again.
Tell me about yourself. What do people like about you?
I like that I am smart and fun and different, and that's about all I got. What's your extra question?
How smart of a girl are you?
I have a degree. I have a great job.
She says she has a decree?
Degree.
Decree, okay.
And I have great prospects. I have my own house.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
The tallest mountain in the world. Now, I would guess, and again, I consider myself a trivia buff, and I wouldn't be so sure that it's Mount Everest, but that's what I would say.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, but I wouldn't bet all the money on it. Is that the answer?
That's the correct answer.
Okay. So I got it right, but I'm just being honest. I don't know that I would have bet the whole farm on it. So, Amy, do you think she gets it right?
No, it's your turn to pick.
I'll let you. If you want to pick, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't get it.
You say no. Double or nothing. You say she says she misses it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mount Everest.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
You're down $20. Let's
I'm
do another
really
one.
I'm really good today. Okay.
How you doing, man?
Lunchbox is talking to people wasted on the streets.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Bobby, I'm great. How you doing? Is this live?
No, it's not live.
First of all, he thinks you're Bobby, and he wonders if he's alive. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Cole McGilbert. I'm from Farmville, North Carolina. What do I need to tell you?
So tell me, why do you like to drink alcohol?
Because it gets you right on time, brother.
And what kind of alcohol you like to drink?
I'm a dark guy. I'm a bourbon guy.
Count to 10 as fast as you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
The capital of Hawaii is for sure Honolulu. Now, I'm gonna let you, again, I'm not going to pull it away. You can have the choice if you want to take
it. He doesn't get it.
You say no.
I'm going to find that person that doesn't get it.
We're betting $20 here.
Yeah, he doesn't
get
it.
Double or nothing. Amy says he doesn't get it. Come on, buddy. Say Honolulu. Say Honolulu.
Maui.
Oh, come
what
on.
Up?
Maui.
We're back even.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a woman tracked down a nurse who helped her as a child. When she was 14 years old, she had a spinal tumor, and she spent 4 months in the hospital for treatment. And one of the nurses who cared for her during her stay made such an impression on her that now at 43 years old, she searched for her and finally found her thanks to social media.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was just like 2,000 people like retweeted her, you know, her trying to find her. And then, yeah, she was tracked down and she was just like wanted to hug her and thank her for everything that she did when she was in the hospital as a child.
That's a good one there.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone,
come on. This next segment was inspired by our phone screener, Hillary. And if you call the show, she's the one who answers the phone when you call in. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
And so this song that I'm going to play changed your life.
Yes.
It's Concrete Angel by Martina McBride. Through the wind and the rain. So where did the inspiration for this segment come from that we're talking about right here?
It came on my phone. I was listening to it, mm-hmm. and I heard it when I was like 9 or 10 years old. And because of that song, I went out and bought her album. That was the first album I bought, the first concert I went to, and it really changed my life. That's why I'm in radio, is because of her music.
Because of Martina McBride's music, you're standing right here in front of me?
Yeah, she's my favorite artist of all time.
Wow. Through the wind. Of all time. You ever met her?
No.
You haven't?
I would probably cry. That's like the one person I'd be starstruck over.
The one person? Not even Sam Hunt?
I've met him. I've interviewed Sam Hunt, and I was fine.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good looking, though.
He is.
Yeah.
He's not Martina McBride.
You're kind of obsessed with her, huh?
I really do love Martina.
No, kind of obsessed a little bit?
Maybe. Not in a stalkerish way.
Well, I know this, and I'll leave the details out, but I was in a group with Martina McBride's daughter, and I heard that you recognized her daughter. I didn't know it was Martina McBride's daughter. Mm-hmm. But I heard that you recognized her immediately. It was like, oh my God, you're Martina McBride's daughter.
I didn't say that, but I knew who she was, yes. And I didn't want to be weird.
And how did you know who she was?
I follow Martina on social media, and she posts about her daughters.
And by the way, her daughter's in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And were you starstruck by her daughter?
Not really. Like, I talked to her normally.
Amy, was she starstruck?
I mean, it was a little like, I didn't even know. Like, Hillary looked at me, and she was like... That was Martina McBride's daughter. And I was like, how did you know that? And then, yeah, she just knew. I mean, she's a super fan.
You're a super fan.
I am a super fan.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get her in here.
That would be so cool.
I don't know what I would do, to be honest.
Bobby, make it happen. Come on. Do it.
Do it. Well, I'm glad that song changed your life. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That is cool to think, like, that's why you got into radio.
I know it's a depressing song, but it's a good song.
Oh, I think a lot of these songs I have here are depressing. But Concrete Angel changed Hillary, our phone screener's life. Yeah.
My life.
Look at that. Well, yeah, you guys all have one too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Amy. Amy?
Okay, well, I went with one called It's a Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt. There's lots of songs that have been a big part of my life and changed my life, but this one evokes so much emotion in me still to this day, 18 years later, because when I was like a freshman or sophomore in college, my boyfriend broke up with me and I would cry in the shower a lot, like while listening to music. And but I needed to get that emotion out. And this is one of the songs that I would cry to. But I also would use it as a reminder that it was a great day to be alive. And it's a great
day. I love the song.
So know
all the words.
Yep.
It's just weird to me that you would pick a song of, you know, 19-year-old angst.
Why can every day be just this good?
Cry with it.
I would lay on the bathtub floor with the shower hitting my head.
You would lay on the bathtub floor?
I'd get down and I would just cry and the water would be flowing over my head. And I would just be like, turn it up.
Okay, cry with it though, like cry scene with it. Yeah, but reenact it. Okay?
I would just sing, laugh, sun still shining, close my, it would be like that. My roommates would be like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine, I'm just having my therapy. But to this day, sometimes if I know I need to get that out, I can put that song on and it'll help me get out whatever emotion I need. But then it'll also make me feel good because it's just a great day to be alive.
There you have it.
Woo!
How long you been married?
I've been married almost 12 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Just wondering. You really snapped back into that.
I'm curious.
Yeah, just a spot. Okay, thank you, Amy.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Anytime.
When I was 12 years old, what's love got to do with it? Tina Turner.
Yeah. What's love got to do, got to
this
do with it?
This song made me realize why people like music. Because not a lot of music captures my attention and is like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But I heard this in the car driving to Chicago with my family, and I was like, this is amazing, and this is like emotion. Like, you can feel her feelings. Oh, it's so good.
He loves Tina Turner.
You can feel her feelings.
Hey, hey, he says things how he thinks them, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I think. You feel her. Don't you feel her?
I think we all feel different. Like, mine's a John Mayer song, and mine is Stop This Train, because it was the first time I ever heard a song where I was like, oh, that writer is, like, speaking in my language. Like, he's saying words and thoughts like I think words and thoughts, like, ever in my whole life. It was like,
stop this train.
It's because he talks about,
so scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young.
And I was like, man, I'm only good at being the youngest person to do things. What if I have to catch up? And I was like, this guy speaks like, that's where I become a John Mayer fan, like, listening to his words. The first ever songwriter that wrote words that I felt like I was also thinking. And so I was older. I was in my 20s. But I was like, whoa, like, music's taking a new spot. Like, that could come from me. That's what that felt like.
Stop this train.
And he's a little bit older than I am, but were they kind of the same age-ish?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have same sensibilities, if that's the thing, too. We're both odd, peculiar. Yeah.
I know.
Morgan, number two, what do you have? What is it like? I don't know, Britney Spears?
No, it's actually Baby Girl by Sugarland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mom and Dad, please send money.
Why this one?
It just kind of, when I was growing up, I always wanted to get out of the city and I wanted to pursue whatever dream I had. And this song was always like, you can do it and you can do whatever you put your mind to and it'll be okay. And your parents will understand and life will be okay.
Look at you. That makes me smile.
Well, I love you more than anything in the world. Love your baby girl.
Because you can, Morgan, number two. You can. You can do whatever you want.
Thanks, Bobby.
Are your parents proud of you?
Very.
They ever listen to the show?
Yeah, they do all the time.
Do they get mad at me whenever... What you said do to her?
What? You interrogate her.
Oh, do they get mad at me when I interrogate you?
No, I mean, they think everything's funny. They'll call and be like, oh, you remember that segment? I'm like, yes, Mom, I was sitting in the room when that happened.
Dang!
Wow, smarty pants.
Yeah, right?
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all.